Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. We'll begin with a pair of words. We're going to learn to say to eat and to drink. And if you're a more advanced subscriber, then don't switch off if this seems too basic for you. This is just to give some accessibility for our complete beginners. Okay, so to eat and to drink is comer, beber. Comer, beber. So to eat, comer, to drink, beber, comer, beber. If you want to say, I would, as in I would drink, I would eat, I would play, I would go, you need to remember this sound, ría, 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 R, I with an accent, A, ría, ría. So I would eat, is comería, comería, comería. So we've got our basic verb comer and we're just adding on ía. But it's easier to remember ría so that you remember to use the whole verb comería, 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 I would eat. How would you say I would drink? Bebería, 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 I would drink. And let's try another one. Let's say to book something, to reserve something is a nice, easy reservar, reservar, reserve, nice and easy, reservar. How would you say I would book or I would reserve? What would that be? Reservaría, reservaría. Okay, so I would book. If we want to say, I would eat it, I would drink it, I would reserve it, the word for it is lo, lo, and it comes just before, we'd call it conjugated, so it's been changed into the form that we want. We place the lo, we place the it, just before that. So in Spanish, they say, it, I would eat. It, I would drink. It, I would book. So it, I would eat. Lo comería. Lo comería is I would eat it. Lo comería. How would you say? I would drink it. I would drink it. What would that be? Lo bebería. Lo bebería. I would drink it. Lo bebería. How about I would book it, like I'd book it now, before it's sold out. I would book it. What would that be? Lo reservaría. Lo reservaría. I would book it. To say I wouldn't, we just use no. So any kind of negative in Spanish. I don't, I didn't, I wouldn't, I won't. We just put no at the beginning. So I wouldn't eat it. No lo comería. No lo comería. I wouldn't eat it. How would you say I wouldn't drink it? I wouldn't drink it. What would that be? No lo bebería. No lo bebería. I wouldn't drink it. No lo bebería. How about I wouldn't pay. I wouldn't pay. And to pay is pagar. Pagar is to pay. So how would you say I wouldn't pay? No pagaría. No pagaría. No pagaría. I wouldn't pay. No pagaría. And if you put no lo pagaría, you've added in it. So you've said, I wouldn't pay it, which obviously in some context would be quite correct, but I did say, I wouldn't pay without the it. So no pagaría, no pagaría. Okay, a new little phrase is algo así, algo así, algo así. Just try saying it. Algo así. And algo así means something like that. Something like that. Algo is something, and like that is así. Well, así is like that and like this. So it could be something like this or something like that. Algo así. Algo así. How would you say I wouldn't eat something like that? I wouldn't eat something like that. What would that be? No comería algo así. No comería algo así. No comería algo así. How would you say I would drink something? I would drink something. So take off the like this, like that word, and just have I would drink something. What would that be? Bebería algo. Bebería algo. How would you say I would book something? I would book something. I would reserve something. What would that be? Reservaría algo. Reservaría algo. I would book something. And we'll take a brief pause there while I mention the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this takes the complete beginner or near beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in nice, easy steps. Okay, and so back to our lesson. The word for to hate is a nice, easy word, to hate, because it's like detest. To hate is detestar. Detestar. To detest, to hate. How would you say, I would hate it? So somebody makes a suggestion of something that they would do and you'd say, I would hate it. How would you say that? Lo detestaría. Lo detestaría. I would hate it. How would you say, I would hate something like that? I would hate something like that. What would that be? Lo detestaría. And that would be, I would hate it. So let's start again to get it right. Detestaría algo así. Detestaría algo así. I would hate something like that. Or like this. How about, I would hate to eat something like that. I would hate to eat something like that. What would that be? Detestaría comer algo así. Detestaría comer algo así. And let's introduce now an irregular would verb. We'll start off with hacer. Hacer is to do. I would do. I would do is haría. Haría. H-A-R-I-A. Haría. So haría is I would do. Haría, I would do. So how would you say, I would do it? I would do it. What would that be? Lo haría. Lo haría. How would you say, I wouldn't do something like that? I wouldn't do something like that. What would that be? No haría algo así. No haría algo así. I wouldn't do something like that. How about simply, I would do something. I would do something. What would that be? Haría algo. Haría algo. I would do something. Haría algo. Now, I'm not going to go into all the different irregular verbs for would, because these lessons are made to be accessible for all levels, including complete beginners. But one thing to mention is that if you've covered the present tense and you know that there's a set of verbs that for I, they end in go. So tengo, I have, salgo, I go out, hago, I do. All of those are a set of irregular verbs in would as well. So for example, I would go out is saldría. I would have is tendría, etc. Vengo, I would come, is vendría. Vendría. So just mentioning that as an aside, it's quite easy to learn the irregular verbs in would. Okay, so let's move on. Now, we've learnt that I would is ría. So comería, bebería, haría. That's all I would. Now, luckily, he, she would is the same. So actually, comería is not just I would eat. It can also be he would eat and she would eat. The same with haría, I would do. It's also he would do and she would do. So we could put, let's put a name in front, and let's have, I always tend to use Pablo, so let's use Miguel today, Miguel. So Miguel would eat is Miguel comería. Exactly the same verb ending. So he, she and I are the same. Miguel comería. Miguel would eat. Miguel lo comería. Miguel would eat it. How would we say Miguel wouldn't drink it? Miguel wouldn't drink it. What would that be? Miguel no lo bebería. Miguel no lo bebería. How about Anna wouldn't do something like that? Anna wouldn't do something like that. What would that be? Anna no haría algo así. Anna no haría algo así. And obviously, if we took away Anna and just had no haría algo así, that could be I wouldn't do something like that, he wouldn't do something like that, and she wouldn't do something like that. Obviously, it would depend on the conversation, and the meaning would be understood. How would we say Anna would hate it? Anna would hate it. Anna lo detestaría. Anna lo detestaría. Anna would hate it. Now, when we use we in Spanish, all verb endings that have we in them, they all end in mos. M-O-S, all of them, mos. So, it's quite natural to say comeríamos. We would eat. So, ría was for I would. Ríamos is for we would. Ríamos. So, the mos on the end. How would you say we wouldn't book it? We wouldn't book it. What would that be? No lo reservaríamos. No lo reservaríamos. How about we wouldn't eat something like that? We wouldn't eat something like that. What would that be? No comeríamos algo así. No comeríamos algo así. How about we would do something? We would do something. How about let's add on, we would do something fun. And fun is divertido. Divertido is fun. So how would you say we would do something fun? Haríamos algo divertido. Haríamos algo divertido. And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned before, head over to prospanish.co.uk to download the full Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course.